For a limited time, you can download a free digital edition of Hillsdale College's great monthly speech digest, Imprimis. It's about the next Supreme Court justice and what is at stake. Free speech, religious liberty, the Second Amendment. Visit PragerForHillsdale.com now, and then you'll get it every month free from Hillsdale College. Go to PragerForHillsdale.com. All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is, we're now entering gun territory because it is such a big issue for the Democrats who, well, I'll get it from the expert because I do have an expert who intimidates the other side because of his voluminous knowledge on the subject, John Lott, who has taught at a number of universities, has a PhD in economics from UCLA. He was called by Newsweek the gun crowd's guru. And he's been on my show for previous books. The latest book is The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. So he takes each of the arguments that are presented by those opposed to widespread gun ownership and deals with them through logic and facts. John Lott, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again, Dennis.
Thank you. I just read that Katie Couric was doing a documentary for Bloomberg. Is that correct?
Well, she was doing a documentary for herself on guns, but she did a special private screening for Michael Bloomberg.
Well, and forgive me one second. I just want to make this clear for my audience and for me. They interviewed you for, what, 4 hours? How many hours?
Right. Yeah, we did 2 hours of pre-interview and 4 hours of taped interview.
Okay. Now, what does that mean Katie Couric was doing a documentary for herself? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, I mean, she was heading up a documentary on guns that was supposedly supposed to be balanced and look at guns. It was going to be showing pay-per-view, and there was a network that showed it for a little while. They ended up getting into some controversy because it turned out that they had selectively edited some parts to make some regular everyday gun owners look like they had no clue what they were talking about with regard to background checks.
When did this come out?
Came out about 2 months ago.
And what did Michael Bloomberg have to do with it? How did he have any veto power?
Well, Katie Couric gave him a private showing of the movie. And according to one of the financiers, people who had put up the money for the movie, Michael Bloomberg, when he saw it, objected to my presence in the movie.
Wait, he was one of the financiers?
I don't believe so.
But all right, so I'm sorry. I may have simply missed it. I still don't understand why he had veto power over what was in it.
I don't know. I mean, Katie Couric.
Oh, all right, you don't know either. Okay. Yeah, did he simply intimidate her?
I don't know. I mean, I know in the past he's given her money for
Michael Bloomberg is the head of a gun control group, isn't that correct?
Right. I mean, he's head of every town for gun safety. It used to be mayors against illegal guns, and he's also essentially running Moms Demand Action.
So they issued a statement. I read this just today. They issued a statement saying that the reason you're entirely cut out is that your research has been discredited. What are they referring to?
Well, I mean, as in any type of academic debate, you have a range of views on these things. So I've done a lot of work, probably best known for my work on concealed carry. And if you look at the peer-reviewed academic published work by criminologists and economists, there's a range of views. You find about 70% of the peer-reviewed publications find results similar to what I found in terms of reduction in violent crime as more people are able to defend themselves with concealed carry. And there's about 30% who say that there's no effect on murder, rape, or robbery. And so that's been the debate. So there's some people that they can point to that disagree with the work that I've done.
70% of peer-reviewed literature is says that the more people with concealed carry permits, the less crime. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I'll be back in a moment. This is an important book that you need to know. The War on Guns, because it answers these charges. John Lott is the author. The book is up at DennisPrager.com. It is now time for me to tell you about Relief Factor. What can I tell you that I have not already told you about Relief Factor? You know that it is all natural. Now, all natural sometimes doesn't mean anything. Sometimes it's just a nice term. But sometimes it's very important because in this case, the anti-inflammatory aspect of Relief Factor is not like ibuprofen. So it is not, if you can call that a drug, and I think it's a great drug, by the way, but you can't take it for a very long time. This you can. It has worked with everybody that I know personally who has taken it. That doesn't mean it works for all humans, but I don't know why you wouldn't try it if you have muscular or joint pain. Go to relieffactor.com. Read about it, check the pricing, and you may end up sending me a thank you email, relieffactor.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable, according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Activists and the media push the narrative that the police are racist. But what do the facts say? Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute presents those facts in 5 minutes in the latest video course from Prager University. See it for free at PragerU.com, where we teach what isn't taught. John Lott. Many of you are familiar with him. He is one of the greatest living experts on the issues of guns and gun rights. Constitution, the Second Amendment. The War on Guns is the latest book, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. So, for example, let me read to you. So, I want to deal with some of these with you. Why licenses, regulations, and background checks don't help. That one is very controversial. Are you against all background checks?
No, but the current system is a complete mess. I don't think most people realize the problems with it. You know, when Hillary Clinton a week or so ago said 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, that's simply a lie. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. What you should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials. Virtually everybody who ends up getting stopped is what we call false positive. It's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop a law-abiding citizen simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. And virtually everybody that they stop is a mistake, about 99%.
What do you mean by stop? You mean prevent from acquiring a gun?
That's right.
So virtually everyone that is denied, it's a mistake? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So let's say I go in as John Smith, and John Smith, and I'm a perfectly law-abiding citizen, but right. There is a criminal named John Smith. So what happens then? I am denied it permanently, or I could prove I'm not the criminal. What happens?
Kind of changed over time. It used to be under the Clinton and Bush administrations, the government would double check, and eventually, maybe after a year or something, they'd get back to you and they'd say, look, we made a mistake. We thought you were somebody that you weren't. Hopefully things are fixed and you should be able to go and buy a gun now. And they'll give you a little number that you could go in. What's happened under President Obama is that he's pulled off everybody that used to do the double checking. There's nobody who does that anymore now. So you can go through the appeals process, but it's a long and complicated process. Most people that have to do that have to go and hire a lawyer to get through it, and that costs thousands of dollars to do it. But the thing that most people don't understand is that the main people who are being stopped incorrectly are blacks and Hispanics. And the reason is that people tend to have names similar to others in their racial groups, Asians similar to other Asians, Hispanics to other Hispanics, blacks to blacks. And blacks, for example, 30% of black males in the United States are legally forbidden from owning a gun because of past criminal history. Well, who are they most likely to have names similar to? Law-abiding, good black males who may be buying a gun to protect themselves or their family. And the thing is, not only are they being stopped, and you know, when you're talking about 2.4 million people, there's going to be a small but significant number of those people who may have actually needed a gun quickly to protect themselves or their family. But the fact that poor people in those groups aren't going to be able to afford thousands.
So wait, so let me understand. 2.4 million people have been stopped from getting a gun, from acquiring a gun legally, in how long?
Since the background check system started. Actually, the numbers that they're talking about started in 98.
Since 1998, 2,400,000 Americans have been denied gun permits.
Well, It's not a permit, but actually been able to go into a store.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. All right, whatever the term is. Okay. They've been denied the right to purchase a gun legally.
Right.
Okay. Of those 2.4 million, you assume how many were unjustifiably prevented?
We're not 100% sure because the government won't give us exact data, but it's about 99%.
So of the 2.4 million Americans prevented from acquiring a gun legally, about 2.3 million were unjustifiably prevented, is what you're saying.
Yeah, more than that, right.
Would peer reviews acknowledge that? Is that a controversial statement?
No, I mean, I'll give you a simple way of thinking about this. You know, often people criticize presidents for not enforcing gun laws. You know, like Republicans criticize Obama for not prosecuting people who apparently tried to illegally buy a gun. And when Bush was president, Democrats criticized him for that. It wasn't that Bush or Clinton or Obama didn't want to enforce the law. What happens is those weren't real cases. You know, if somebody gets stopped because they have the wrong name, you're not going to go and bring a criminal case against them. You know, the private companies do background checks all the time. If they had 1/100th the false positive rate or the mistake rate that the federal government has, private companies would be sued out of existence. But the thing is, the difference between the way a private company has to, by law, do a background check and the way the federal government does is the amount of information they include when they look at it. When a private company does, they're going to look at your Social Security number, they're going to look at your name, your address. The only things that they look at when the federal government does it is a quote-unquote similar name. So you don't even have to have the same middle name, for example, and also your birthday. That's the only comparisons that they make with the federal government background checks.
And that amounted to almost 2.5 million errors?
Right.
How many of those 2.5 million have eventually acquired a gun?
It's probably about a third, legally.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Part of that is just the process of going through and getting things straightened out.
Right. All right, we'll continue. The book is up at DennisPrager.com. The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. By John Lott, and we will continue momentarily. The book, incidentally, is published by Regnery, a fine press.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Hello, my friends, Dennis Prager here. With John Lott, you could actually spend 3 hours because of his knowledge on the gun issue. And he is president and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center. I did not mention that. The new book is The War on Guns, and he answers the charges that are made against guns. And I took the most controversial. You do believe in background checks, I assume.
I have no problem with background checks per se. I don't think that they're going to provide the magic bullet to stop criminals from getting guns.
There is no, I assume there is no magic bullet.
Right. No, I mean, we've seen how hard it is to stop illegal drugs from coming into the country. What most people don't appreciate is how much violence in the United States is drug gang related. I mean, I could click my fingers right now and cause all illegal drugs to disappear from the United States and all guns. How long do you think it'd be before illegal drugs started coming back in? And how long do you think it'd be before the gangs started bringing in guns again to protect that valuable property that they have? It's not like they can go and call up the police and say this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get it back?
What animates the people who are on the other side of you? Do you believe that it is overwhelmingly, I do. I believe it is overwhelmingly emotional. They totally understandably loathe a gun crime, as I do and you do.
Right.
And they think in their heart, they believe that, oh, God, if we could just make it harder and harder for people to get guns, then these crimes won't happen nearly as often. So it's right. So do you agree with me? It is a largely emotional response.
Yeah, no, I think people see bad things that happen. They don't very frequently see the benefits that are there. And so the natural reaction is, well, if we just get rid of the guns, then those bad things won't happen. What they don't realize, for example, is that the rules that they put in place, if they primarily stop legal gun ownership by law-abiding citizens, it can actually increase crime. I have one chapter in the book where I look across the world where guns have been banned, either all guns or all handguns, every single time, not just in Chicago or Washington, D.C., that Americans may be familiar with, but every single time guns have been banned, murder rates go up, and they often go up by a large amount. You'd think out of randomness there'd be one or two times where it would go down, but that's simply not the case.
Well, folks, that is exactly the sort of argument and statistic that you will find in the book. Thank you, John Lott. I wish we had more time. He is the author of The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. It is up at DennisPrager.com. I remind you that August is fundraising month for PragerUniversity.com. Whatever you give will be doubled. Please go now to PragerU.com. We are making a difference.